Ever start writing a story and feel like it slowly breaks down the longer you work on it? That's exactly why Novellium exists. And no, it's not another AI tool trying to take over your story. Novellium keeps you fully in control while catching the issues that derail drafts. Plot holes, pacing problems, timeline slips, and character mistakes. It's like having a story editor beside you while your voice stays untouched. Everything feels cleaner, clearer, and easier to finish. Start using Novellium today and get your first month free with code PODCAST at novellium.so. That's NOVELIUM.so with code PODCAST.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Uncle Phil's podcast. I'm your host, Uncle Phil, and tonight we have with us
John.
You got to talk a little closer, I think. But and who else?
I think I'm good.
I'm not talking on the podcast. I'm just here for the game.
Okay. And it's Angelica. We got her involved somehow. This is great. Anyway, I know you guys have been listening, and we've been doing a lot of
who's you guys?
American
who are
Idol
these listeners.
We have listeners.
How many?
We have listeners.
He said you guys have been listening.
So now we're gonna do something a little different. We're going back to sports because I got John on and he doesn't like to do reality TV. Sometimes he goes on Real Talk and does Big Brother. Sometimes, but that's the way we are right now. We'll be coming back, by the way, in Real Talk. Really strong.
He's plugging Real Talk on his podcast.
That's all right. I like, Sister Podcast. We're good.
Sister Podcast. He's plugging Real Talk. I don't watch American Idol. Sorry to all your American Idol listeners.
That's all right. We have a nice little group there with Victoria and Joey.
Oh, yeah.
Joey's a very good producer. He picks up the sound and plays it.
He doesn't even watch the show.
No, he doesn't watch the show. But
John,
I can't sit there. I can't do the everything, right?
Yeah,
so
I know.
Joey takes a lot of stress off me. He plays the music when we ask him to. So it works out. We dropped the hand again.
Yep.
Works out good. So, John, I guess today we're going to talk about a whole bunch of different sports. But what would you like to start with? I want to give you a chance to give us like a 30-second spiel.
A spiel? I think we should start with the Mets and Yankees. Why not? You're a Mets fan. I'm a Yankee fan. And they have the same exact record as of today. And
they
have taken some interesting routes to those records, some ups and downs. So let's start with that.
So are you liking the way the Yankee season's going?
Actually, no. Wait, I thought I was starting. Now you're going
to... I'm asking the question, that's all.
My first thought, and I told you this the other day, Senga stinks. He's got good stuff. He stinks.
Okay.
He can't find the strike zone. He walks a million guys. His whip is like a 1.6, which is terrible. But he's got good stuff, which is not
so maybe
not out of the ordinary.
Ball, right? It's a different ball, different size ball. Everything's different in America than it is in Japan.
But a lot of the Japanese pitchers that come over here have the same exact problems. And he looks like that he's following in the same suit as most of them, where he throws a lot of pitches, he doesn't hit the strike zone a lot, and he walks a lot of guys.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I think he stinks.
Okay. I mean, the time will tell, right? I mean...
But what do you think? You can't just say time will tell them. There's no debate. There's no back and
forth. I haven't really watched him. I've been watching... I've been watching hockey and
that
basketball.
That makes sense. He's the worst Met... He's the fakest Met fan
ever. I haven't watched a lot of his games. I've watched other games, right? I mean, you could say David Peterson stinks because his ERA is about 5.
But we knew that already.
But, again, he's had some really good games. He has great stuff. We'll see if he comes around.
No, David Peterson, we already know, is not good. Tyler McGill, we already know, is not good. Senga was... You guys didn't pay him a lot. You paid him to be a number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he's your number 1/2 with Scherzer suspended and Verlander out. But he's your number 3. And he's had some cupcake matchups. He pinched against the Marlins twice. He pinched against the A's. And he pitched against the Nationals. He's pitched against the 4 worst teams in baseball. And he's got like a 5 ERA and like a 1.6 whip.
He's 3-1.
Okay, that's fine. We all know that wins...
So I got it right here. Hold on.
Wins is an arbitrary stat. Nobody cares. Wins are not like it was back in your old age, old timer. Nobody cares about wins anymore.
He struck out 7 in 5 innings.
Yeah, he's got good stuff. I mentioned that.
His ERA is 4.15, which is not terrible.
It's not good.
It's not good, but it's not terrible.
What's his whip?
Doesn't have the whip on here.
Well, you should probably throw that away because the whip is more important than everything else you just named.
If men are on base and he gets out of jams, that's all that matters.
He's not getting out of jams because his ERA is over 4.
And he's 3-1, so it's not terrible.
Yeah, because they played the worst teams in baseball and the Mets scored 17
and
runs.
Maybe when he starts playing the better teams, they take more swings, aggressive swings, and that ghost forkball that drops out of the strike zone, they don't take it. Who knows?
So that means more walks.
Oh, no. If they don't take the ball and they swing, they miss it.
Oh, they don't take the ball.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that he got some cupcake matchups to start the year, and he's not really performing like he should.
I say it takes a year to get at least a feel for him.
A year?
Yeah, it takes a year.
Wait, you signed the guy and you're just already writing him off for a year? So no. 1 year, it's like, all right, you could suck, it's fine. We're okay with that. We'll reevaluate.
As a Met fan, I'm not a Yankee fan. I don't get rid of people after five starts.
Well, you're not going to get rid of him.
Okay, so then there's nothing to talk about there. He's going to be okay. In my opinion, he'll turn it around. He'll get used to pitching with the...
You said in your opinion, you haven't watched him pitch yet.
I watched parts of it. I watch parts of the game.
He's the fakest Met fan ever. He doesn't even... It's like their new prize signing. He doesn't even watch him.
He was on yesterday. I had it on for a little bit. I saw him throwing a lot of balls. It was aggravating me.
Yeah.
So
he's done that every single start so far.
Putting on the Knick game.
Oh, so he turned it off for a team he's not a fan of. Interesting.
Hold on. I am a Knick fan.
I thought you were a Nets fan.
No. I like both teams equally.
Oh, it's one of those again.
And these are all on my Instagram lives. When the Nets were making all these trades to get these superstars, I liked the way the Knicks were doing it better. And I said that.
All right, we'll get into
basketball. And that's fine.
We'll get into basketball after.
I'll get there later. I'm okay with the Mets. Yeah, they played some of the worst teams. Absolutely. You only play what's in front of you.
Yeah. That's...
They have beaten the better teams, too. They beat the Dodgers. They went to the West Coast.
Well, Dodgers are struggling big time.
I know, but they went to the West Coast and had the best record. They were one short of the best record in the history going to the West Coast.
And then they came home and they lost, three in a row?
No, two in a row to Washington.
Lost to the Nationals, the worst team
in
baseball.
And they're playing today, and maybe they win today.
Maybe they win, or maybe they get swept.
Maybe.
By the worst team in baseball.
Maybe, but you know, it does happen. You do lose the bad teams.
But my point on saying is, I think that knowing the New York media and knowing what we have, he is out of the spotlight because they beat up on those bad teams, which, you know... really took it away from him about how bad he's performing. But now if they start losing, he's going to start getting ridiculed. He's going to start getting crucified.
Well, you do know.
Will he be able to handle that?
You do know that we're going to get Verlander back.
Verlander doesn't pitch for Senga, though. Senga
no,
has to,
I understand, but we're getting Verlander back, so it takes a lot of the pressure off. You're going to have Scherzer back after very soon. You're going to have Verlander. He's no longer in the ones and twos. Now he's where he belongs.
No, but that doesn't make a difference when you pitch. It's not the playoffs. He's not starting. He's not the ace of your playoff staff. Mm-hmm. He's just pitching on regular rest. It doesn't matter if you're a one or two or not this early in the season.
Okay.
So Verlander coming back, I don't think has any effect on Senga.
Okay.
Okay.
Lonzo, 10 home runs, quickest.
Yeah.
Right? Very good. How much
quickest what?
Quickest.
He doesn't
leave in the National League, American League this year. He's the fastest to get.
He's
to
not
10.
In the American League. He's in the National League.
He's the first one to get to 10.
Oh, so what do you get a star sticker? You're the first one to get to 10.
Last year with Judge, you're going to tell me he can rival
Judge
right
62
now.
62 home runs last
right,
year.
Right, he can rival Judge right now if he continues on his pace.
Okay, yeah, but he doesn't even lead his
but
own
here's
league
my complaint,
in
though.
Home runs.
Here's Mike.
Max Muncy has more home runs than him.
He was the first to 10, so Max must have just
who
passed.
Who cares him. Who's the first to 10?
So what I'm getting at, though, is price.
Yes.
Right? He's going to be cost the Mets a lot of money.
Yes, he is.
And I think the Mets are going to be hurting because I know, like my friends Paul, they don't care about the Mets' payroll. All right? I'm not like that. I care about structure. I care about how much you're paying people. And I think they're going to get... walloped. I think
when is he a free agent?
I think this is his coming year.
No, I don't think so.
I think they can renew him next year, but I think they have to sign him this year.
No, I don't think so.
I think
a free agent at the end of this year.
I think he is eligible.
Angelica, look that up. When is Pete Alonso a free agent?
What I'm saying to you is, they can renew him next year, but so he's not a free agent.
Unrestricted.
Right, but he has to sign a contract.
The slugging first baseman who becomes a free agent in the 2024 to 2025 offseason.
Yeah, he has one more year. So that's but this,
so this
is the year,
and
you got
next year.
You got to sign him this year.
They can sign him next year too.
I get it, but if you allow him to go
into the contract, he could decide to. Right. To
you know, the Mets fans got these the visions of grandeur. They're going to sign Ohtani, right? I mean, for $500 million. I mean, you give him that. What are you going to give Alonso?
No, Alonso's not a part of the team then.
This is my point.
Yeah, but you'd rather Ohtani than Alonso.
He does more, but there's more of a chance of him getting hurt then.
I got to say, I don't give a lot of credit to the Mets. He has impressed me. I didn't think he was going to be as good as he's been. And he has his ups and downs, and I think it'll level out for him. But he has impressed me that he's kept up a good pace, and he's not just a – he is more of a slugger, but he's shown a little bit more than that. But, man, he is the hardest person in the MLB to root for. He is just so brutal to just listen, speak, and watch, react, and – he's just one of the corniest individuals I've ever seen in my life. He's a hard person to root for. And I'm so happy he's not on the Yankees. And he's
until you get him.
I don't want him.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I don't want
him. You'd rather him? Rizzo than him.
I mean, that's not a competitive. It's too different. He's a young guy coming into the prime of his career. Rizzo's at the end of his career.
Well, you guys.
And right now, I'd rather Rizzo.
You guys are kind of not really those people anymore that go and get free agents. You do, but you're not really like that.
Yeah.
I mean, how's that working out for you, by the way? You make fun of Senga. How's that working out, Rodon?
Yeah, he's hurt. He's not pitching.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But would you? I actually rather him not pitch than stink it up like Senga's doing.
Senga's 3-1. That's all you can go by.
But doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. Stop being so
the
old.
The idea of starting pitching is to give you a chance to win. You don't have to win the game. You have to give your team a chance to win.
For example,
and they are.
Domingo Germán pitched yesterday, right?
Yeah.
He won. Right?
ERA is above 5.
He gave up 6 runs. Am I sitting here like, well, Domingo Germán gave us a chance? No. We put up 12 runs and he stunk. But it doesn't look like he stunk because we won the game and we put up 12 runs. Same thing with Senga. I'm not sitting here giving you Domingo Germán's win-loss record because he stunk even though he got the win.
Okay.
You can't give up 6 runs, get the win, and be like, oh, wow, he's winning. No, the offense put up 12 runs and that's why he got the win. So, same situation. Domingo Germán probably has the... close to the same ERA as Senga. Is Domingo Germán good? No, he stinks.
No, Germán is higher. It's over 5. Yeah. And this guy's a tad over 4. And it's gotten worse the last 2 starts for Senga. He was much better early on. Listen, I criticized the Mets all season. We put a lot of money into old pitchers, right? We already lost Carrasco. He's out, right? Verlander hasn't pitched yet. And Scherzer missed time and now is suspended for getting caught cheating. Now, Met fans will criticize me because they're like, oh, he didn't cheat. He did sweat and rosin. That's allowed. Fact is, he went, and this is funny though. He went in front of the MLB official
and used alcohol.
Washed his hand with alcohol, which makes your hand stickier.
Yeah. I don't think he was deliberately trying to cheat, but I think he was being a jackass. He's got a big mouth, which I do like about him because he's fiery. But in this situation, he was being very aggressive. He was being a jackass, and it backfired on him, and I think he deserved it. So that's, you know, what happened with him. And he, listen, a 10-game suspension for a pitcher is nothing.
It's 2 starts.
Missed 1 to 2 starts.
But every game, and people, again, I'm going to bring up Paul. I wish he was on here. He couldn't make it. But if he was here, I would be ripping him. So the thing is, Paul was saying now DeGrom doesn't pitch more than 5 innings when he pitches. That's all Scherzer's doing this year. It's 5 innings.
Yeah, he hasn't been great.
So to me, I think it's funny that they're, you know, oh, you don't say nothing about Scherzer being a 5-inning bitch, but DeGrom is. Now, DeGrom has missed the start because of his hand. He didn't start because of something else earlier.
No, he just missed 1 start. That's it. He only missed 1 start.
And the spring training, he didn't pitch, right?
Who cares about that?
The bottom line is, you look at his numbers.
They're amazing.
They're much better than...
His ERA is high, but he's striking out guys.
For him.
Well, yeah, because he got bombed 1 start. But my problem with what the Mets did, and it was almost similar to what the Yankees did this offseason, is they didn't do anything. They signed people, but just to replace people. The Mets made no upgrades. They made no upgrades. You could say, oh, we got Verlander. Rather have DeGrom. Yeah, Verlander might
be... Me too.
My point is the Mets made no upgrades. They have the exact same lineup. They have the exact same rotation. New guys, but that replaced old guys that were about the same skill level. Senga replaces Bassett, who had a good year for you guys. Quintana replaces Walker. It's all the same. Verlander replaces DeGrom.
Another guy got hurt. Quintana.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's all the same for you guys. And then your lineup. I mean, you missed out on, you didn't get Correa. Left that deal.
He's hitting .212.
I didn't think
that's an upgrade for me.
No, that is insane.
Wait, Brett Batty's gonna be up and we'll see at the end of the year.
He is up. No, I'm saying you're a fake fan. You don't even know.
Brett I know Batty's he's up. Up. I know he's up. What I'm saying to you is, at the end of the year, we'll see how he did compare him to Correa.
Agree, but it doesn't matter. It's still an upgrade to the team. You can look at it after the fact as a different story.
I said this before. I didn't want him. I wanted to bring up Batty. What's the use of having the young kids if you don't bring him up?
But I agree, because the Yankees are in the same situation. But you need to make upgrades to your team. The Mets didn't do that. The Yankees, outside of Rodon, didn't do that, and he's not pitching. That was a major upgrade to our rotation. So they upgraded the rotation, but he's not pitching, so it's not coming to fruition yet. But the lineup, they didn't upgrade the lineup. Mm-hmm. The Yankees didn't, and they're having the same offensive struggles that they had last year. They did not upgrade the lineup. It's the same lineup plus the young kids, which, you know, that is can be an upgrade, which I think Volpe is having an amazing start to the season.
What's his batting average?
Probably low twos, but who cares?
Okay, I have him in my fantasy league, and he's got...
He's batting 300 over his last 14 games.
And he's got stolen bases, which has helped me.
Yeah, but he's batting 300 over his last 14 games. He has a lot of stolen bases. He walks a shit ton. His on-base percentage is over like 350.
Are they going to move him to second base?
No, he's the shortstop. Why would they move him to second base?
I heard a rumor that they could move him to second base and bring up the other kid for short.
No, the other kid's been up, and the other kid's been playing second and third.
Okay.
Shortstop is Volpe. You're talking about Peraza.
Yeah.
Peraza's been up since Donaldson got hurt, and he's been rotating between third and second with Torres and LeMahieu and DH. So Peraza's been taking the other positions.
Okay.
They are letting Volpe take hold of the shortstop position. All right. You got to do. You can't just start moving guys around, because then they struggle at the plate. Obviously, Volpe didn't play much in AAA. They brought him up, and high expectations being in New York, being a Yankee, being their best prospect in a very long time, and obviously took some time to get... It's going to take some time for him to get adjusted, and he is. He went 3-for-4 the other day. He went 2-for-4 the other day. He's hitting 300 over his last 14 games. He's getting on base, and that's all you can ask from. He's batting leadoff. He's his 14th game or 30th game in the major leagues, and he's batting leadoff for the Yankees. So
sounds good.
Yeah, and he's doing well.
Wanted to trade for me, and they were offering me decent trades, but I just didn't want to give him up because I want to be able to have him on my team. He helps me out in stolen bases, and hopefully his batting average pops up.
Yeah, I think it will.
I don't see a lot of power.
He's not supposed to be a power guy. He's got two home runs. Mm-hmm. He's not here to be a power guy. That's never was his thing, but... We don't need that. We have plenty of power on the team. Yeah. That's the last thing we need on the Yankees is more power.
So the problem the Mets are having right now is Starling Marte is not hitting, and McNeil is only hitting like 290. Now you say, oh, only 290. He doesn't hit for the power to hit only 290. He's got to hit 320, 315. And
or else he loses his value as a player.
Right? Yeah. I also don't think Lindor's having a very good year. I hate
Lindor. I used to love him, too.
I didn't like the trade. And listen, the Mets got screwed because of the World Baseball Classic, okay? I didn't like it. I didn't like the idea of our guys playing there. They're too competitive during spring training. They didn't get a chance to ease themselves into shape, into playing mental mode.
What are you talking about?
The players that play in the baseball classic.
You're talking about Diaz?
Well, Diaz got hurt. Now, you could say he got hurt. It's a fluke play. He got hurt.
But Alonso played in the World Baseball Classic, and he's off to a good start.
He didn't really play.
Yeah, he's all right. He was a bench guy. Right? Not in the pond.
Neither McNeil. So they didn't get their swings. And that could be part of why McNeil's not hitting, although Alonso is.
Yeah,
so I just don't like the idea of playing it when they play it. I'd rather they play it at the end of the year. You know, maybe into December, you know, because you don't play in the cold areas. You play in the warmer weather places. I don't like the idea. I'm sorry. That's just me. You get them out there throwing stressful innings that early is a lot.
Yeah. I mean, what does it happen? Once every 4 years? I don't know. I think it's irrelevant to me. I don't care when they do it.
Mm.
Obviously, if one of my players got hurt, I'd be upset. But I'd be upset if they got hurt, even if it was after the season. Any situation... I'd be upset because if someone got Diaz's injury, if the World Baseball Classic was after the season, they'd probably miss most of the next season anyway. So, like, does it really make that much of a difference when it is? No. If someone gets hurt...
Well, you have time to make changes. Then when they got hurt, you can't really bring anybody in. It's too late.
It's not too late. They can always make a trade.
I get that, but it's a little late in the game now. Nobody wants to make a trade yet. They're going to see how their season goes. I mean, Pittsburgh, what, are they in first place still?
No, I mean, but...
So why would they have traded anybody?
Yes, but that happened before the season, and spring training trades happen all the time. We got Donaldson and who the hell did we get else in that trade?
The IKF.
We got Donaldson and IKF, like, towards the end of spring training, in the middle of spring training. Not that that's a good trade by any means. It sucks. But my point is, we got players in spring training to fill spots.
Because the Twins wanted to make room for Correa. So they had to make that trade.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Right? But it doesn't matter. There's always trades available. You can always make a trade. It may not be a high-level trade.
I didn't think it was for... You lose your closer, you need to get somebody back like that. Now, so far, they've been okay. But what I see in baseball is, as the season goes along, your bullpen starts wearing down because they use them too fast. They go out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. What baseball does right now, 6 innings from the starters and then bring in the bullpen, I think it's dumb. I know that's the way it is,
yeah.
And I say that to my friends all the time. You got to move with the program. That's what it is. But they are right. It's ruining the game. I'm reading Tom Seaver's book.
I don't think ruining the game is the right thing.
I'm reading Tom Seaver's book. He pitched into the 10th, 11th inning with no problem.
It doesn't matter, though. Right? But that's now you change.
Right. Because people think these metrics are the right way to think. And they can help, but you can't rely on them solely.
I mean, that's a whole other argument. But that's
where
baseball is at. That's where baseball is at.
But that means you're overusing the bullpen in April.
But now bullpen management becomes a skill that the managers need to have. Good managers have good bullpen management, and you got to be able to manage that.
And we lost our best bullpen piece.
Yeah, you did.
So I don't like it. Do you like the new rules?
I like it for like the regular season, like the pitch clock. I think it moves the games along. I would watch it if it was 4 hours, 5, like the time doesn't really matter to me, but it is nice that it does move the game along because 162 games is a long season. And I can see it does get dragged out, the dog days of the summer. It can. I'm a diehard baseball fan, so it doesn't matter to me. But I could see for the regular viewer, like, not being interesting. So I think it brings a different aspect to the game. But for the playoffs, it's not something I would want. No, I don't think you need to rush a playoff game. I think playoffs are very meaningful, very stressful, very intense. And if it takes long, it takes long. That's just the way it is. But for regular season, I have no problem. There's 162 games.
Yeah, I don't like any of the rules at all. I don't
what
like
the rule besides the pitch clock.
I don't like the you only throw over twice.
Yeah,
I think that's ridiculous. I don't like the big bases. I think are stupid. I don't really see the only one that makes sense is second base. I could see that, but first and third do not make sense to me.
I honestly haven't noticed the difference in that. So like that's something that like obviously I'm sure there's numbers and stats to show the difference between, but as like a viewer watching, I don't see the difference in the bases.
Some people were saying early on that with the bigger first base, there'll be more infield hits. But in the same token, your first baseman's a little bit closer to getting the ball thrown to him because he's on the edge of the base, right? So I don't think that really is going to translate. Yeah. I just don't think it makes sense in first and third. I just don't get it. But
yeah, and they got rid of the shift.
The shift, but now against the Yankees, didn't the Twins bring an outfielder into place?
I think it was the Blue Jays.
The Blue Jays. But but how is that allowed?
I didn't understand that.
So
there may have been a loophole in it. I don't know.
And it backfired anyway because he had a fly ball, right?
No, he had a ground ball through the infield, even though they had five.
No shit.
Yeah, walk off. DJ LeMahieu hit a ground ball through short and third.
Okay. So
I don't know. That may be a loophole where you can bring maybe an outfit. I have no idea.
To me, the shift is something you can beat the shift by going the other way. But these players are so selfish. They don't want to do what's best for the team. They just want to try and hit home runs.
I don't think that's completely accurate at all. The organizations want them to do that selfishness that you call. I don't think it's the player saying, I'm not going the other way. It's them and the organization. The numbers, according to these nerds and data and all these analytical people, the numbers make sense for them to ground out into the shift because every percentage of a time they're going to hit a home run. Going the other way, they're not going to hit home runs. So
you extend the inning. You go the other way.
The data shows to them that it is worth the strikeout. Same thing. It's worth striking out. It's worth grounding into the shift and getting out for that home run that you pop. So it's not the players saying, like, I'm not going the other way, and the teams are telling them to. No, the teams are telling them, continue to try to pull the ball. You're going to hit home runs. Home runs score runs. And it's worth it. in their eyes. And that's
so baseball has gone to the nerds, really. That's yeah, what you're telling
me. We've known that now.
You know, I mean, Earl Weaver, before your time, he used to live with the three-run home run and pitching. That's, you know, pitching, defense, and the three-run homer. That was his model, which is sort of similar.
Yeah.
Right? So he didn't do a lot of stealing. You know, there was occasionally they would steal.
I don't like the rule of throwing over, but I do like that stealing is now an aspect of the game.
Absolutely.
I do like it because you just devalued so many players that if you're not a power hitter, it's like everyone was hitting 30 home runs.
I get it.
30 home runs wasn't valuable anymore.
I agree with you on that. I don't like that you only throw over twice. And again, let's get in the playoffs. You want to be able to take
your time. But are these rules in the playoffs? Yeah. I don't know if they are. I saw something that they're not.
Oh,
maybe the throwing over is, but I saw that the pitch clock isn't a rule in the playoff, but I don't know if that's confirmed.
Yeah, I mean, that's something we can look up.
And I saw Manfred said that he wanted the same rules throughout, but it wasn't. But I don't know for sure. Look that up, Angelica. Is the pitch clock...
I already did. Is the pitch clock a rule in the playoff?
Yeah.
It doesn't, like, give a clear answer.
I don't think it is. And that's the way it should be. It should. I get it, but it is tough because it should be the same rules throughout. Because if you're a pitcher and you've gotten into a rhythm of using the pitch clock and being ready at a certain pace, and you've developed that, because it's a lot of it is superstition. It's a lot of repetition. It's a lot of routine. It's a lot of all that stuff for pitchers and players. Once you then change that up, it's like, all right, now I got to rethink things, and then people overthink, and that can negatively affect your team. So it's like a double-edged sword. Like, I don't want the pitch clock in the playoffs, but if they did that for 162 games and six months,
they took it away, the pitcher could still pitch to that speed.
They could.
Right? So it doesn't
mean... Well, no, the batter could take longer to get in the box.
Everything I'm reading is the postseason, there's no pitch clock.
Yeah, I think that's the case.
Interesting.
It is interesting, but it's a different style of play. So that's why, like, Gerrit Cole is saying... They're saying Gerrit Cole's having an unbelievable start to the season. They're saying that... The pitch clock, he's one of the major beneficiaries of the pitch clock. He's someone who gets a little mental and starts overthinking things, and now you don't have the time to do that. So it's just pitching. Like, you got to just get out there and pitch, and that's what he's been doing, and he's having a lot of success. Whether that's the truth or not, I don't know, but that's what they've been saying.
So what I've also read is the older pitchers are struggling with it because of their conditioning, and they don't get a chance to rest. No,
they said the fatter pitchers.
Yeah, well,
the fatter pitchers are struggling.
And the older ones, yeah. The older ones are running out of steam, hence Scherzer's only pitching six innings. Could be part of it.
Think about it. You got to throw a 99-mile-an-hour fastball every 15 seconds.
Right. So I think it's hurt the Mets. I think we lost Carrasco because of that.
You got the retirement home over there in Queens.
I get it. You got I didn't make the team up. I criticized them.
I think Verlander's going to be... Lights out.
Well, we'll find out, right?
I think he's diminished a little bit, and I don't think he's ever going to... Listen, he's still going to have his starts where he dominates. I'm not saying that. But I think over the long haul, I don't think he's the same guy. I think it's clear over the last 2 years that he's diminished, especially at the end of the season. But I think Verlander is going to be lights out.
All right, so just to stick on the baseball a little bit longer, what are your predictions for where the Yankees are going to finish this year? Because right now they're in fourth.
Well, the Rays are off to a ridiculous start. What are they, 19-3?
20-5.
20-5, ridiculous start. Do I think that's going to slow down? Obviously. I think they're going to win the division, or they're going to be in second in the division.
So Baltimore is 16-8, and Toronto is 16-9. Toronto, now this year, the difference is... The guy Berrios is pitching much better.
I don't think that pitching is good enough to
Well, they got that Japanese guy to pitch yesterday. He's really good.
Yeah, they're going to
fall down?
Yeah, I don't think their pitching is strong enough. They got Gausman and Manoa, but Manoa's off to a bad start. I just don't think it's good enough.
But Berrios was the number one in the Twins. He hasn't pitched well for Blue Jays. I just picked him up in fantasy because he's pitching much better.
He's pitching better, but...
One bad start.
I just don't think they... That's going to last for them. So I think they're going to tail off. They're still going to be in the playoffs. They're going to be one of the top contending teams. But I think for the division, I think it's going to be the Rays or the Yankees.
So, all right. All right. We'll see what happens with that. That's a long way down the road. I don't think the Rays will continue either.
No.
But, you know, there was a team in 84. There was a team in 84. But it's funny. It was two DeMotios, Chucky and Joey.
Just calling you?
Yeah. Two DeMotios. Back in 1984, the Detroit Tigers started out 35-10, I think, which originally they were going to rival that, but I think they slowed down already.
Yeah.
But they didn't play anybody good in
the game. They didn't play anybody good. I saw a stat the other day that about like the teams that they played were all similar to like what the Mets start of the season has been. You know, playing all the crappy teams and beating up on them, but they're beating up on them, which they you're supposed to do. But I think they played one good team, and I think they got swept, or I think they lost 2 out of 3 for like the first good team that they played.
So now in the Central, you got the Twins leading the way, then Cleveland. The White Sox was supposedly a good team.
No,
the White Sox, happening.
No, they weren't good last year either. They were
terrible. Yeah, but they said they made some changes over the winter.
They made no changes.
Their pitching was supposed to be better.
No, they did not do one single thing this offseason.
I read that they were predicted to come in first.
I don't know what you're reading. So, because I think they were the only team that didn't make a move this offseason. I read something like that. They were the one team.
Well, we'll see. They might be a seller in the future. Yeah, they're not. Right? They're not good. But I think Minnesota, great team.
It's going to be Minnesota season, or Cleveland. Right?
Yeah. In the West, interesting, Texas is up there.
I think Texas is a good team this year.
And they lost Seager for a while, right? He's been out.
I think they're a good team. I think they're legit for the first time in a while.
Houston and the Angels.
We play Texas this week.
And Seattle, wow. They got four teams there that actually could be really good.
Oh, the Angels are going to stink.
How do you say that with Trout and Ohtani?
Because they stunk every single year with Trout and Ohtani for the...
No, but they lost Rendon. Rendon is playing.
Rendon stinks.
He's not hitting for power, but he's not stinking.
He's not good. He's not good. He's over. That's one of the worst contracts in baseball history.
It really was. It really
terrible.
Was.
He's not good. They're going to stink again. They don't have the pitching outside of Ohtani. They're not going to be good. It's going to be the same old dance. Ohtani's going to want to leave. That's Houston. Houston's going to win that division. But Texas looks good.
Yeah, they do. Now you got National League. The Mets are in second over Atlanta.
The Braves are the best team.
The Braves are the best team in baseball, I think.
Oh, 100%. Their lineup is ridiculous, and their pitching. That guy Strider is an absolute stud.
With that mustache.
He's going to win side.
He looks like Ted Lasso with the mustache.
Yeah, he does. He's a stud. And Max Fried's awesome. Their rotation's good. Their lineup is ridiculous. Acuna's having a monster start to the season. If he stays healthy, he could win the MVP. They're good. They're dangerous.
Okay. I think the Mets could finish second or third. I think they could finish second.
They're going to finish second.
The Phillies, they lost a lot of guys that got hurt.
Yeah, they lost Hoskins for the year. Bryce Harper comes back next month, but can't play the field. I don't know.
You know, I mean, they could turn it around. They turned it around last year. They were even worse in June.
They could.
So,
but I think the Mets finished second.
But here's the weird one. How about the Central? The Pirates are in first, Milwaukee, and then Chicago. St. Louis is in last.
Yeah, that one's up for grabs, but I don't think the Pirates can maintain.
I would love for them to do it.
I don't think they can maintain.
I would love for them to do it. They don't have their shortstop.
They beat the crap out of the Dodgers again today.
Did they really?
Yeah. Wow. I think they swept the Dodgers.
And their shortstop's been out. O'Neill, the young kid, he's been out.
He's out for the year. He broke his ankle, I think, no?
Oh, shoot. The whole year?
I think. However long a broken ankle takes to come back.
That's a shame. That kid, he had a lot of talent.
He's good. I think they won. Yeah, they beat the Dodgers 6-2 today, the Pirates.
Look at them. And they kept the guy out from the Yankees now, Reynolds.
Yeah, they signed him.
First time they've done that in a while.
They signed him to a deal. Yeah, so, that's the largest deal in, I think, franchise history, they say.
Yeah. You know, I criticize baseball because those teams can't compete. But
they can.
And longevity-wise, they can do it for a year, two, maybe three, and then they fall back because they can't afford to pay the players.
I don't think that's true. I think they can.
Who's calling you now? Now it's Annabelle. This is insane. Jeez. They know I'm doing a podcast.
They know you're doing a podcast.
And then you got Arizona beating the Dodgers.
Arizona!
Because they always could be good, but then they're not.
Arizona's not good enough. Although they might have the Cy Young Award winner. Zach Allen's a stud. That guy's a stud.
Yeah, and their hitters are hitting this year.
Yeah, but it's 30 games.
San Diego should win that division. That's my opinion.
What about the Dodgers?
I don't think they should. I don't think they're good enough.
It's going to be San Diego or the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm. So that's sad I got in baseball. Unless you have anything else in baseball.
No.
I want to bring up a couple other sports, though, because I'm really into this stuff. Like I said before, I like both the Knicks and the Nets. Right? The Knicks.
So ridiculous.
I made this comment that the Knicks were doing it the right way, building through the draft, and they bring in Jalen Brunson.
Listen, make a trade for Josh Hart. I need to time out. I believe it's possible to like two different teams, but you are if you are a competitive person and if you've ever played sports in your life, which I think you do because you play softball every week, there is always one team that you are a fan. This nonsense of, oh, I'm equally a fan of both teams is the biggest bunch of bullshit I've ever heard in my life.
I am older than you, John.
That doesn't make a difference.
So when I started watching sports, the Nets were in the ABA and the Knicks were in the NBA.
Great, but
they
now
were two different things.
They're in the NBA now.
So I'm not going to stop liking a team because they joined the NBA.
But you like both the Giants and the Jets the same too, according to
you. Well, they were in the AFL and the NFL.
It doesn't matter. You have every excuse under the sun, but that's not a common thing to be like, I like them both equally.
I do.
That's what people that don't watch sports say. That's what you watch. Angelica doesn't watch sports. She would probably say something along the lines of,
you watch me watching them.
But she knows better because of me. She'd be like, oh, I like both the New York teams. I'm not saying you don't watch them. There is and I'm not saying you can't like both teams. I'm saying there's a bias and a preference and a fandom towards one team more than the other.
Yeah, I don't have one.
That's bullshit. You play sports. You are competitive. You watch sports. You're a fan of other sports, sporting teams and other sports. That's nonsense. That's nonsense.
It really isn't. It's nonsense. I mean, I gave you my reasonings. I've liked.
So why don't you like the Islanders and the Rangers?
Because I don't like the Rangers.
Why?
I used to be a Ranger fan.
So you flip flopped.
Well, John, you know the story.
This is crazy.
There was a kid that was bigger than me when I was young.
There was a kid.
And we had teams on the block, and I wanted to be the Rangers, and he was bigger than me, so he said, "I'm the Rangers. You could be the Islanders." And I was like, "Who's the Islanders?" 1972, the first year. So now, what do you do as a kid? You try to emulate the players that you want.
So some bully on your block told you what team you had to be a fan of, and you listened.
And then I started watching them. And 1972, Andre Saint Laurent, they had Burt Marshall. They weren't very good.
So why don't you like both teams, though?
I became a despised... Because Ranger fans, I couldn't stand the Ranger fans. Once I became an Islander fan, they became assholes.
So that's why you don't like the Yankees either, right? Because you hate the Yankee fans, right?
I never liked the Yankees, though.
Why? But why in the other sports, why in hockey and baseball you don't like both teams, but in basketball and football you like both teams?
Well, Ranger fans are typically Yankee fans. Typically, those are the same fans.
Okay. And they're typically Giant fans.
True. But
and they're typically Knicks fans. Knicks, Giants, Yankees.
The Giant fans aren't as asshole-ish as the Ranger fans and the Yankee fans. You know, not you included. But
so you're saying the Knicks fans aren't asshole-ish enough for you to not like them? And that's why you like the Knicks?
No, but I always like the Knicks. So I'm not going to not like the team.
This is crazy.
Listen, I'm walking in the Staten Island Mall with my son, little kid, Thomas, like 4 years old, holding his hand. I got an Islander jersey on. And two or three guys are walking in the mall. And they go, "Islanders suck!" Like, is there a reason for that when I'm with my baby? No. Because they're morons. Yeah, all right. I went to.
There's more fans for every team.
I went to a Ranger game against the Kings to watch the game, and a guy was wearing a Kings outfit, starts walking down, waving like this to the crowd. They beat him up.
But
right?
You don't think that
they
happens
beat him up
with other teams?
Not like the Rangers. No.
Oh,
that blue
stop
section,
it.
Those people, they got to see where they got to go. Those people are crazy.
So if the Knicks and the Nets played each other in the conference championship, you're just, it's all good. Why even watch it? Oh, it's all good. Whoever wins. That's very liberal of you.
No, here's
very
the deal.
Very liberal of you, which I'm very shocked.
And you're going to find this interesting, but it depends on the team. When they play in each other, it depends on the attitude of the teams. Because sometimes I like the Nets better.
Sometimes I like the Knicks better.
Right?
Okay, so then I have a question. What... Right now, out of the Knicks and Nets.
Well, the Nets are out.
Well, the Nets are out.
All right, but I'm just saying, do you have a favorite player? Like, out of both, all the players on both teams, do you have a single favorite player?
Well, the Nets got rid of all their good players, and
he loves not answering questions.
No. So, there's a new team. So, I like Mikal Bridges on that team, but
He's bandwagon. The Knicks are better, so he's going to like the Knicks better.
No, because I've been saying this for a while. I like the way they were building their team. I don't like people like the Yankees, right? The Nets were doing the same thing. They were going out and getting superstars at every position. I don't like that. So I had a problem with what they were
that
doing.
Stink.
No, the Knicks don't stink now, do they?
No.
They built
their
team
for 20 years.
And they built their team the way I want to build a team.
What and how is that?
Through the draft, through strategic free agents, not just going out.
Did he just say Cheez-Its?
Strategic. Yeah, but he meant strategic.
He said Cheez-Its like the snack, right? Through Cheez-It.
That's how agents. I like to build a team. So, and I said this, if you go back and look at my Instagram lives, you'll see I said the Knicks are on a better road when the... Are you kidding me? Who's calling me now? No, another guy. This is insane. Four different people.
This is, he staged this. So, he staged this.
So, to me, I like the way the Knicks are building their team. That's my opinion. And I think they're going to get better. They have a good shot at beating the Heat.
Yeah, I mean, the Heat beating the Bucks is huge for them. Now they got home court advantage. It all depends on Randall. If Randall, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of him, but he's definitely a main contributor to the team. I think they can beat the Heat without Randall, but they won't be able to do anything else without
Randall. No, hopefully it's a short-term thing for him, a couple of games. Because hurting your ankle again is going to take you at least a week.
The reason why they're doing this well is...
Mitchell Robinson.
And Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson.
Mitchell Robinson, one of the guys that I liked when they drafted him, but he kept getting hurt. He was getting foul trouble.
It's Jalen Brunson. It's not Mitchell Robinson. Jalen Brunson.
Did you see the game last night?
Yes.
That was Mitchell Robinson.
Yes. Yes. But I'm talking about it as a whole picture. It is Jalen Brunson. He is a stud. He is a superstar. He's not going to be as gaudy and flashy as these other guys that they consider superstar in the leagues and the Devin Bookers and all these other people, but he is a superstar. He's a baller. He's a player. He's a baller. He's a leader. He's a point guard. He's everything the Knicks needed. Everyone was upset that they didn't get Donovan Mitchell. He just whooped Donovan Mitchell's ass.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Donovan Mitchell's got that superstar quality. He could put up 50, 60. But he didn't do anything when the
defense his team, was insane last
when
night.
The Cavs needed him, he didn't do anything. Jalen Brunson is the guy. Stud. He's the best player the Knicks had, probably since Carmelo Anthony. But
again,
Carmelo Anthony.
I've always been a fan of Mitchell Robinson. That guy was, what did he get, like 18 rebounds last night?
It
was
like 15 insane. Offensive rebounds.
It was insane. Yeah. And tipping balls away to other teammates. There was a time and they kept missing the shot. By the way, they didn't shoot well in the second half.
Yeah.
But they kept getting rebounds and taking more time off the clock.
Obviously, you need a good team to win, so you need other good players. But like the heart and soul, it's Jalen Brunson, the heart and soul. And that trade they made for the guy, Josh Hart.
Was great.
That guy's awesome, too.
Was great.
That guy's awesome, too.
And that's how you build a team.
Villanova boys. You build winners.
To the draft, and then you strategically bring in a free agent and make good trades. These guys are doing a great job. People made fun of Leon Rose that he was an agent. But Nwani's doing a good job.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't want to give them all the glory yet because...
They could lose to the Heat.
Yeah. They could easily lose to the Heat. And then it's just like, all right, well, were you really even good? No, probably not. So it's just like, still the verdict's still out. I don't want to say Leon Rose is a genius and give them all this credit, but this is the best team that they've had in a very long time. This is the first time in the second round of the playoffs, and I think in, what, 15 years?
Might even be longer than that. It might be longer than that, but...
It's a long time.
It's a very long time. I mean, I think it was Carmelo Anthony's team.
Yeah, when they lost to the Pacers and Hibbert.
Yeah.
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 Crazy.
I know you probably don't watch a lot of hockey, but I'm a big... Hockey's my favorite sport.
I watch the Rangers games. That's it.
The hockey's my number one sport of all time, okay?
I don't believe that either, but go ahead. I think you lie about a ton of stuff. But
why would I lie about that?
Because you're just that guy.
I spent $400 to go see the Islanders play not that long ago.
What does that mean?
I wouldn't spend that money to go watch another team. I mean,
I believe you like the Islanders, but I don't think hockey is your number one sport all the time. We've had this debate. Let's not even go there. But
I'm outside shooting pucks. I love the game of hockey. It's physical. It's what football used to be. With the physicality. And there's skill. These guys, hand-eye coordination, I've never seen this in my life. There was a goal scored the other day by Brock Nelson. A shot from the point, hit the kid, Sebastian Aho, in the face. And as it's falling down, he went, boom, and smacked it in the net.
Yeah.
It's insane.
They're athletic.
I can't understand how they do that.
The Islanders don't have a good enough team to come back from this.
So... I get that. It really depends. They could.
I mean, yeah,
they
really could.
I mean, they are pretty equal with this team.
I think hockey's the easiest sport to come back from a deficit.
So they're very equal with the Carolina team. I will tell you, but at the games they lost with 2-1, right? They lost the next one in overtime. So they're very equal. Both of them won blowout games too, right?
Rangers whooped the same Carolina team's ass last year in the playoffs.
Yeah, okay. Okay, let's see if they can pass the Devils.
Yeah,
the
Rangers.
Right?
But they got
the Devils are a good team too.
That kid Jack Hughes is...
It's great.
Ridiculous.
It's great. It's taken him a couple of years, but he's great.
He's good.
But the Islanders, I watched the power play in Carolina. Is insane. The way they crisscross across the whole thing. They've got the Islanders spinning around. They cannot take stupid penalties. Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah, that's why I'm not going to see Mario.
I think the Rangers play tonight, yeah.
I'm not going to go watch Mario Brothers over this.
Wait, who said anything about Mario Brothers?
They were talking about going to the movies tomorrow night and watch Mario Brothers.
I thought that was Wednesday night.
No, it's Friday, right?
Oh, and let's get into this game.
All right, let's play the game. I know you don't like football.
Football? Yeah, I don't.
Draft is tonight. You don't want to talk about the draft.
Yeah, I figured I'd stay on brand. So the questions are just MLB, NHL, and NBA.
So what is it, like a multiple choice? It's the first to answer.
Gotcha.
I have a lack of sleep, so I might not do as well.
Oh, look at him. He's prepping himself.
And they're all mixed. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, let's see.
Are you going like, are these like old questions?
No. I feel like I did a good mix.
But I'm confused, and I'm appreciating that you're doing this. I'm a little confused, though. Why was it okay for her to make trivia questions up, but the trivia game we have was no good?
What do you mean? I didn't want her to make up trivia questions.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to do no game.
All right, let's go.
What is the circumference of a baseball in inches?
I have no idea.
Okay, guess. Question. I know. I just figured I'd sort
No, it's
general.
Actually a good question because we talked about the Japanese pitcher saying that the balls are different
and
size.
That's why I
So it's a really good question. I just don't know the answer.
Eight? I don't know.
Okay, and what's your guess?
I'll go with 7.
Okay, it was 9, so John.
Oh, shit, I almost said it. I was going to say 9.
That was pretty close. Holy shit.
I was going to say 9. I went with 7.
Yeah, that was just a wild
But nobody got that right, by the way.
No, it's whoever's closest, because there's another question that's like that, and it's whoever's closest without going over.
That's bad.
Who is the current NHL commissioner?
I have no idea. You should know this, Mr. Hockey Guy.
All right,
NHL?
Yeah.
Oh, is it Gary Bettman?
Yep. Yeah. All right.
You better know that. I don't follow hockey.
I thought she said NFL. That's why I wasn't sure.
Oh, that's Roger Goodell.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Who has most career RBIs in MLB history? Career RBIs.
In one season?
Who has the most career RBIs in MLB history?
So it can't be one season. That's Hank Wilson. But in overall?
Is it Hank Aaron?
No.
Hank Aaron.
Is it?
Yep.
All right. Good job there, John. I wasn't thinking of him. I know he had...
He's the most home runs of all time.
He doesn't anymore, but he did. Well,
he did.
Okay, who is the owner of the Houston Astros?
Oh, fuck that team.
I'm stumping you guys.
Is it McLean?
What?
McLean?
No.
McLean or something like that?
I don't even care. Even if I know the answer, I wouldn't say it. Fuck that team.
Jim Crane.
I did know that, actually.
So, see how close I was with that?
Yes.
Do I get a point for that?
No.
No.
What? He didn't get it right either. How did he get a point?
I didn't get a point.
No, he didn't get the point.
Oh, the number one is closest.
The Celtics won the NBA championship for the 2007-08 season. Who did they defeat?
The Lakers.
Yes. Wow. Good one, John.
This is easy.
What pitcher holds the Mets records for the most strikeouts in his MLB debut?
Dwight Gooden.
Nope.
Oh, MLB debut?
Debut, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Matt Harvey.
Yes. John!
Well, you didn't give me a chance to answer.
Because I'm not supposed to. It's supposed to be the first one to answer.
But you answered wrong first. I thought you were out. I didn't know the rules of this.
What do you mean? You said a bunch of names before for the owners. Stop it.
No, because she asked for clarification.
Yeah.
No, you can give multiple answers.
All right, so I didn't know that. And after he gave his answer and it was wrong, I thought I'd get a chance to say it.
Gotcha.
Get out of here.
All right, so I'll give you the Crane one because
give him
you
the Crane
because
this is a bloodbath right now.
Right now, I'm getting killed. Told you I had no sleep.
Yeah, no sleep.
What NBA team drafted Brandon Roy in 2006?
Portland Trailblazers.
No.
Washington, whatever the hell the name is.
Seattle Sonics.
Nope.
Seattle's not even a team anymore.
They were.
What NBA team drafted Brandon Roy in 2006?
2006. You said Portland?
I said Portland Trailblazers.
I thought that's who it was.
That's who I thought it was too.
Hmm. Brandon Roy. No, I think we don't know that one.
Yeah. I'll
Minnesota Timberwolves.
Really?
I thought he was on the... He's known for being on a like the Trailblazers, I guess. I don't know.
Who has the most walk-off home runs among second basemen in the expansion era? So, since 1961 and sooner.
Ryan Sandberg.
So, it's not old. No.
This is a ridiculous question. Walk-off home runs?
Who has the most walk-off home runs?
Jeff Kent.
No. Runs among second basemen in the expansion era. So, since that just means since 1961.
I have no idea.
She's killing us.
Robinson Cano. I don't know.
You give up?
Yeah, I think because too long. Yeah.
Lou Whittaker.
Oh, no shit.
I would never have guessed.
Seven
walk off HRs. Yeah, the Tigers.
Lou Whittaker.
I would Whittaker. Never.
He was very good. That. I just didn't think he was that many.
But why would you know that?
What NBA team drafted Kobe Bryant?
The Lakers.
Oh, the Lakers.
Nope.
Oh, Minnesota. The Hornets.
Yes.
The Hornets. I did know Hornets? That. Yeah, the Charlotte Hornets drafted Kobe.
Yeah,
they traded him.
Yeah, I knew that.
Wow.
And he was like 13th or something, right? Mm-hmm. I don't have it here, but I remember.
It's a little embarrassing right now.
Yeah, you're getting blown out.
Okay, so now without going over, what is the capacity of Fenway Park?
40,000.
38,000.
I'm going to give it to Uncle Phil. He went over, but he was really close. It's 37,731. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he got it.
Fuck that stadium.
In what year was the first World Series played?
1909.
I'm going to go earlier than that, 1904.
All right, Uncle Phil got it again, even though we went over, 1903. Oh. Okay, there's just four more. What NHL player has won the most regular season MVP awards?
Ovechkin. Wayne Gretzky.
Yep, you got it.
Yeah, I knew that. I actually knew that, but I just shouted
out. Oh, shit. I think you guys might be torn or something.
No, he's cheating.
Who has the most MLB World Series championships and how many?
Oh, come on. You know that. It's got to be the Yankees. How many did you win? 28, 27?
It's a player?
No, no. Who has...
27 Yankees.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. That question...
Who has won the most... Who? The New York Yankees. That's who.
I tried to give him a chance to answer.
Yeah.
Come on. It's your team.
Holy shit. All right, so we got to take away Uncle Phil's crate. Jim Crane.
But wait, time out.
I said McCrane.
Why? That's so embarrassing, John.
I even said Jim, by the way.
But wait.
I promise I won't tell anyone that happened. I'm not going to tell anybody.
This is all recorded.
No, don't worry. I won't tell anyone. You don't have to worry about it.
That was bullshit. But yeah, continue.
Wait, hold on. I said,
is it? Are you asking a player?
And, no. And then who? New York Yankees. That's who. How else would I phrase that question?
It was very clear to me.
Who has the most home runs in baseball history? Like, that could be a team or it could be a player. Like, what do you mean?
I didn't. Who said? Wait, that's not what the question was. It was who has the most MLB World Series championships?
Okay, I didn't know if you were asking a player.
By the way, I said Jim McCrane. I was very close.
No, you didn't
say Jim. You just were saying McCrane.
I thought you were asking what player has the most World Series championships.
All right, whatever. Uncle Phil got it. He said New York Yankees, and then he said 27.
If we go back and listen, I say Jim, I get the point again.
Okay, no. Fine, deal.
You didn't say.
But Jim. I think you're beating him anyway. All right, who won the Stanley Cup in 2022?
So that's last year.
Yeah. The Rock, Colorado Avalanche.
Yes. Mm. Holy comeback king.
The Yankee one.
Last question's a Yankee question, John. This will be really embarrassing if you don't get it.
I'll let you get this one, John. I'll let you get this one. Go ahead.
No, but you can't say that because then if you don't get it. Okay. Aaron Judge has homered on his birthday twice. Who is the active leader in birthday homers? I guess it's not a Yankee question.
Oh, this is a ridiculous question.
Who is the active leader in birthday homers?
The active leader? Like... I have no idea.
Hank Aaron.
No,
he's not active. He's old.
Oh, active?
I'll give you the info on it without giving you the name. He got 5 home runs on his birthday. The last being...
But he's playing today? He's still playing?
I mean, it says August 7th. I don't know what that means.
No. Is he active playing or retired?
I don't know. So it's not Alex Rodriguez? No. Mm.
Active? It's not Aaron Judge.
No, he did it twice. I gave you guys each one more guess.
I mean, that's a ridiculously hard question.
The first names, the first initial of his first name starts with an M.
Mickey Mantle.
No. Mm. You get one more guess and that's it.
So his first name starts with an M?
Mm-hmm.
Manny Machado.
No, Mike Trout.
I was just going to say Mike Trout because that was the only one left in my head. I was like, it had to be Mike Trout.
Okay, so John got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
How many questions were there?
16. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Uncle Phil beat you by one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Very
and
nice.
That's not counting Jim Crane.
I know, but the Yankee one was very...
No.
All right, so what?
I think we deserve a sudden death question.
No, I don't think so at all.
Because the Yankee one was...
Anyway, tonight's the NFL draft.
No. Do a sudden death question.
I'm not doing
it
anymore.
Sudden death!
I won the game. There's no sudden death. That is it. Thank you very much. I hope everybody enjoyed the show.
That's bullshit. This podcast sucks.